Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served up with a side of real-life sass. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be honest, life can feel like a constant whirlwind, right? Between deadlines, social media scrolling, and trying to figure out what's for dinner, it's easy to get swept away in the chaos. But here's the thing, true peace and joy don't come from conquering our to-do lists or chasing external validation. They come from mastering something much more profound, living fully in the present moment. Now, I know what you're thinking. Present moment? Easy for you to say, Avery. You probably meditate on a mountaintop with crystal clear water and a breathtaking view. Trust me, I'm just as guilty of getting caught up in the future anxieties or dwelling on past regrets as anyone else. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's ups and downs, had a powerful tool to help us stay grounded. Mindfulness. So, what does it really mean to live in the present moment? It's not about ignoring your responsibilities or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about cultivating a deep awareness of this very instant, your thoughts, feelings, sensations, without judgment. Think of it like this. You're experiencing life as if for the first time, savoring each bite of that delicious meal, truly listening to a friend's story, or feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you practice living in the present moment like a true Stoic. 1. Become aware of your thoughts. Ever felt like your mind is racing like a hamster on a wheel? Yeah, me too. The first step to staying present is acknowledging those thoughts without getting swept away by them. Imagine your thoughts as passing clouds, observe them, but don't cling to them or let them define you. 2. Embrace the power of now. Think about it this way. The only moment we truly have control over is the present. Dwelling on the past can lead to regret and anxiety, while worrying about the future only creates unnecessary stress. Instead, focus your energy on what you can do right now. Take a deep breath, savor your coffee, or simply appreciate the beauty around you. 3. Engage your senses. One of the easiest ways to ground yourself in the present moment is to engage all 5 senses. Notice the colors, textures, and smells around you. Listen to the sounds, big and small. Taste that juicy piece of fruit. Feel the breeze on your skin. By actively engaging with your senses, you create a powerful connection to the here and now. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can be a game changer. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A sunny morning, a warm shower, or a loving text from a friend. Cultivating gratitude helps you see the good in every situation and fosters a sense of contentment. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, life is messy. There will be times when you feel stressed, overwhelmed, or even frustrated. That's perfectly normal. Instead of striving for perfection, aim for progress. Be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and remember that every day is a new opportunity to start fresh. Think about a time when you felt truly present, maybe while hiking in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply enjoying a heartfelt conversation with someone you care about. What were you doing? How did it feel? Now, how can you incorporate more of those experiences into your daily life? Remember, living in the present moment isn't just about being mindful. It's about making conscious choices to savor every experience, big and small. It's about finding joy in the everyday moments and creating a life filled with purpose and meaning. So, take a deep breath, let go of what you can't control, and embrace the beautiful chaos that is this moment. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little reminder to stay grounded. You can also leave us a review. It truly makes a difference. Until next time, keep detaching and embracing the present. And remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.